In Rishon and Tess, hey, the Shulchan Aruch brings that certain cases where it's Rov non-Jews, a person would typically be Miyayish, still it is Tov Yashar, it's good, it's right, to do Lefim Ashur Sadin and to return it anyway if the Israel gives a Siman. Chaber brings the same thing a couple of Sifim later, Ramah actually, in Sif Zayin, the case of Zutu Shel Yam, where inherently people give up because it's being washed away by the river, or taken by a lion. There also the Ramah says, Tov V'yashar, to give it back anyway, even though Mikra Dini not Mechoyiv to. Some Achronim push back against this, the Truma Sakri and others, and they say in this case, where it's completely Hefker, it's not Lefim Ashur Sadin, but the mainstream, the main normative halacha seems to be like the Ramah, that here too there is Lefim Ashur Sadin. And in general, I saw that Quran bring from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Pesach Choshen brings that even in any case where someone lost something where there's no simon, but if you know, if you're convinced, if you know whose it is, even though they're certainly Yeish, because there's no simon, you should still give it back. That's all Lefnim Meshur HaSadin. Now, there is a major Machlokes Rishonim, which comes up here, comes up else, all over Chosh and Mishpat, whether, what does Lefim Meshur HaSadin mean? We think of it as optional, as beyond the din, that's what the words mean. Is it actually mandatory? Can Beis Din force somebody to do Lefim Meshur HaSadin? So this seems to be Machlokes Rishonim. A bunch of the German Rishonim, Mordechai, B'Shem Dravya, and others, bring that there is, at least in certain cases, a Chiyuv to do Lefim Meshur HaSadin. The Mordechai says that we are kaifinan to do Lefim Meshur HaSadin imha yecholos biyado. We'll discuss what yecholos biyado means, but at least in certain cases, we force somebody to do Lefim Meshur HaSadin. He brings another case where the Gemara's mashma didn't force him to. He said that's only because in that case, he says, the person who found it was poor, the person who lost it was rich. In that case, we are not kaifinan. But in general, they bring from the Ravan and the Ravya that we're kaifinan lasis Lefim Meshur HaSadin. We are kofa to do Lefim Meshur HaSadin. Other Rishonim, the Rush or any Ruchim, they say flat out, we are not kofer to do Lefnim Meshur HaSadin. Seems to be a machlokus. What exactly is the machlokus, if it is one? So the main raya of the Mordechai, the Shitas that you are kofer, is a famous Gemara in the later in Bav Metzia. The Gemara brings a story that some shkulai, some porters, were carrying barrels of wine for Rabba Rachanan. They broke the barrels, the wine was lost, and they were responsible. They were Pasheya, or for other reasons they were Chayev. So he was Taveya them the Hezek. He actually seized their clothing as a mashkin, as payment for the Hezek. They went to Beis Din. The Dayan says, give it back to them. Don't charge them for the damage. So he said, Dina Hachi, is that the Din? And he knew they were Chayev. So the Dayan told him, yes, in, the Dayan said, because it says, L'man Telech B'derech Tov, pausing in Mishle, so that you shall walk in the path of the good. Then they countersued him for their day's wages. They saw they were winning, so they sued for that too. So the Dayan said, pay them the wages. So he asked again, Dina Hachi, is that the din? He knew perfectly well it was not the din. Even if he's not going to charge them, they can't charge him. So he said, yeah. Again, he said, in, yes, that is a din, because it says, V'archa tzedikim tishma. You should keep the paths of the righteous. So the Mordechai, without explaining too much, brings a raya from this Gemara, the fact that he said, Dina Hachi, mashma that this was a din Torah. This wasn't just a recommendation from one friend to another. This was dina hachi, mashma that it was an enforceable din Torah, enforceable psak din, that based in his kofer to do Lefnim Meshur HaSadin. Now, many other posts can disagree with this. The Achronim debate vigorously whether indeed we paskin like this shita or not. Many Achronim, beginning with the Beis Yosef, say there's no raya from there. He didn't force him. He said, Dina Hachi. He told him to do it. He said, Dina Hachi. But just because he said Dina Hachi doesn't mean it's enforceable. It means that that's the right thing to do. That's what you should do. But it doesn't say he enforced anything, and you don't see from the Gemara that there is any kfi on Lefnim Meshur HaSadin. The Rashi does in the Achronim that it's not really a machlokas. The Achronim discuss various levels of kfiya. There's based and will physically hit you to make you pay. Maybe they won't hit you, but they'll just seize your property and make you pay. Maybe they won't do either of those, but they'll put you in cherem. Or maybe they won't do anything. They'll just use moral suasion. They'll tell you, you have to, you should, it's the right thing to do. Some posts can even distinguish in different levels of moral suasion. There's dvarim kashim, where they tell you you must, and you're rushed if you don't do it, and they lecture you. And some others is just, they encourage you. They say, please, be generous, be a good person. But many achronim suggest, kind of the middle of the road chat, there's no real machlokas. That when the Rush says ain't kofin, he meant we don't use the higher levels of kfiya. when the Mordechai says kofen, they meant by saying dina hachi. The Dayan says, yes, it's a din, you have to do it. It's not really a machlokas. And many Acharon take this middle ground that the Dayan does say you should and even must do it, but he won't actually be kofen. Tzemach Tzedek at one point wants to say that you won't be kofen with shutin, with beating him, but maybe you will be yared l'nechasav, you'll take his property. Then he said maybe you won't even be yared l'nechasav, but you'll do shamta, you'll do cherem. Other Acharim say, if I care, shamta we find is even more chomer than hitting people sometimes. But in any event, this middle pshat, many poskim adopt. And even as a hachra, halacha l'maisa, many poskim go with it because some poskim actually say that everyone agrees that bedvarim, with just simple words, moral suasion, you are kofa, the machlokas is whether you're kofa, the higher levels. But everyone agrees you can be kofa, bedvarim. Other poskim say, even if it is a machlokas about kofa and bedvarim, misafik based and can't be motzi money. So when it comes to being motzi money or hitting him, misafik based and can't do that. When it just comes to using words, we're not being motzi anything. So misafik, we could do that maybe. For whatever some poskim say, it's not a machlokas b'chlal, and everyone agrees you could be kofa b'dvarim. But this is a popular position in the middle ground that we're kofa b'dvarim, but we are not kofa higher levels of shutim or haradas nechasim. This is probably the dominant shot in the poskim. Now, it's actually interesting. Back in here, the Ramad doesn't discuss kviyah. He just says that there's an inyan of limashur zodin. The Shach brings the Rishonim about kviyah. Back in Siman Yud Beis and Hilchas Dayanim, the Ramad actually brings both shitas. He says limashur zodin is good, but ain't kofin. The Eish Sharman that we are kofin. Some Achronim say the Ramad means to machria like the first shita. The shita he brought the stam. The Eish Sharman is only a secondary shita. The Ramad's ikar achra is ain't kofin. But in any event, that's probably the normative approach in the Achronim, that ain't kofin to force, but we are kofa bedvarim. Now the Ramah says in our siman where he doesn't discuss kofin, he says if he's an ani, the finder is an ani, the balaveda is an asher, so the finder is poor and the loser is rich, then you don't have to do lefim ashur sadin. That language actually first appears within the shita of the Mordechai, within the shitas that say kofin. They say that's what it says. Dina hachi. They understand dina hachi means kofin. They ask other gemaras call lefim ashur sadin. Mashma, it's optional. They say the Mordechai says maybe in that case, the finder was an ani and the loser was an asher, and that's why it's ain kofin. But in the case where the finder is an asher, then it's kofin. So when you read the Rishonim, you could learn that it's always lefim ashur sadin. Even when you're an ani, it's still a mile of lefim ashur sadin. Just we're not kofin in that case. We're only kofin asher. We're not kofin ani. The Ramah is mashma that the Ramah is not even discussing kofin. The Ramah just says the Ramah seems to say there is no lefim ashur sadin on an ani bechlal. That's mashma, not just we're not kofa, but he himself has no real moral obligation lefim ashur sadin. That's discussed by some of the Achronim whether the Ramah really means that or not. That's really the halacha or not. But that's certainly the mashmos of the Ramah. And the terms ani and asher are interesting, obviously. The question is, do we interpret them as relative to each other? You look at who's poor, who's richer, or is ani an objective level of anius and asher an objective level of ashiras? Also, you know, what's between ani and asher? There's space in between. Abenani, middle, the famous middle class. And moreover, where the finder is an ani and the loser is an asher is an extreme case. What if they're both ashirim? What if they're both aniim? So that last point, at least, is discussed by the Tzemach Tzedek again. He himself is pretty strict. He says the only time we don't have lefim ashur sadin is when you have tartil mal yusa, when the person who found it is poor and the person who lost it is rich. Masha Enkeni says if the person who lost it, is not rich, even if the finder is an ani, he still has to give it back. Meidach Yisi says if the person who found it is not poor, even if the person who lost it is rich, then he still does have to give it back. And also he says ani is dafka. If he's not an ani, even if he's not rich, that's already out of this klal. So unless all these conditions are exactly met, that the finder is an ani and the loser is an asher, only in that case is no lefim ashur sadin, but in all other cases, he holds there is lefim ashur sadin. Now, so this is one question about when lefim ashur sadin applies, the question of ani and asher, that it applies to an asher more than an ani, and so on and so forth. There is another axis of different types of people where we discuss lefim ashur sadin, discuss many acharonim. That is what we call adam chashuv or tzaddik or talmud chacham. Many acharonim understand the Gaon, many others, earlier Akronim, later Akronim, understand that Lefim Meshuras HaDin is more binding on a Talmud Chacham, on an Anshei Maila, and different terms they use, than on an ordinary person. As a matter of fact, many Akronim explain that was the Shaka Vataria in the Gemara of Dina Hachi. Many Akronim ask the same question, Rabbi Azariah Figo, the Gedulei Truma, the Gaon, one of his Sfarim, the Binyan Shlomo, the Vilna, the Rav Shlomo of Vilna. Many Akronim ask the same question. They ask, what was the Shaka Vataria? He said, the Dayan said, pay. He said, Dina Hachi. He told him, yeah, that's the din, and he brought a pasuk in Mishle. And Psukim and Mishle are not din. Psukim and Mishle are Fimishur is a din, like all the Rishonim say. So he should have said, no, it's not the din, but I want you to do it because Lefimishur is a din. Kofa, not Kofa, but what kind of, he asked him, is that the din? And he knew it wasn't the din. He told him, yeah, it is the din. And he brought a pasuk in Mishle. So what was going on in the Shaka Vataria? So many Akronim say the same idea. Many Akronim suggest that Lefimishur is a din is binding on Talmidei Chacham, it's binding on elite people, it's spiritually, religiously elite people. It's not binding on ordinary people. For ordinary people, it's a mile, if Mishuras HaDin. But for Chachamim, for Tzadikim, it becomes Din. So the Shaka Vataria of the Gemara was, he told him, pay. He asked him, Dina Hachi? I know that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, at most, it's Mishuras HaDin, it's certainly not Din. He told him, yes, for you it's Din. Yeah. Because it says, L'man Telech B'derech Tovim, Baruch HaTzadikim Tishmar, that means the Pasuk in Mishle is addressed to ordinary people. The Torah is saying for ordinary people it's not din, but it's an aspiration. We want you to try to do Lefim Meshuras HaDin. We want you to do what is the din for Tzadikim and Chachamim. So Din Hachi said, yes, for you it's Din Hachi, which you see from the Pasuk, that when the Torah addresses normal people and tells them, we encourage you to do Lefim Meshuras HaDin, the implication is that for a Tzadik and a Chacham, Lefim Meshuras HaDin becomes din, and the taka is a chiyuv, and that's what the Mordechai held. What the Mordechai held is not clear. The Mordechai held dina hachi means that we're kofa. Sounds like even an ordinary person were kofa. That's what he understood dina hachi, not just for a chacham. The Mordechai said as long as you're rich, you're kofa. That doesn't sound like that's how we learned the Gemara. But I'll call upon him the same idea that dina hachi means you're kofa. The Mordechai understood dina hachi means you're kofa. Anybody, as long as he's not poor, as understood by the Tzemach Tzedek and these other Akronim, learned that dina hachi means that for tzaddikim and anshei mail and chachamim, we're going to be kofa, it's a din, even though for ordinary people it's only a mile of Lefim Meshuras HaDin. There's a variation of this, another point which many later Akronim suggest. Many Akronim developed the idea that a tzibur, a communal institution, when you're not dealing with an individual anymore, they also have a higher standard of Lefim Meshuras HaDin. Post can bring different rayas, that we treat a tzibur as, we hold it to a higher standard, we hold it, it has a status of a chacham or a tzaddik, and we hold it to a higher standard. There are various tshuvas, for example, discussing things like severance pay and different aspects of contractual relations, where severance is a lot of literature in the 19th, 20th century, and the idea of severance pay, halacha has no real makar, that you have to give your employee anything when you fire him. Some posts can bring hanukkah of an avid ivri as a kind of model. There is such an idea, but various posts can say that when you're dealing with a communal institution, that's deciding whether to fire somebody and pay severance and how much, that there isn't any Lefim Meshuras HaDin. And for a tzibur, various posts can argue that the Lefim Meshuras HaDin becomes din, just like it becomes din for a chacham, it becomes din for a tzibur also. Now, in certain cases, like the case of the barrels we mentioned, or Asha Seveda, and in these cases, where there's no Simen, or Zutu Shalyam, or Yeish, the Gemara itself tells us, or the early Poskim tell us, is an Indian of Lefim Meshuras HaDin. There are also other cases scattered throughout the Poskim, Tshuva Svarim, etc., where Poskim will invoke Lefim Meshuras HaDin. They'll say, this is all Medina, but clearly Lefim Meshuras HaDin, they bring the Gemara of Lacharva Yerushalayim, El Hashemidu Dinam Al Din Torah, that it's wrong to always be a stickler for Din. And it's a fascinating question to try to understand how a posuk decides whether something is Lefim Meshuras HaDin or not. But the fact of the matter is, the posuk can do, even in cases that go beyond the cases of the Gemara, posuk can often do decide that something clearly seems wrong, even if it's technically right. In such cases, posuk will often invoke Lefim Meshuras HaDin. Ad kedei kach, some posuk actually invoke kviya. There's a tshuva in the Gali Masechta where he asks that, where he wants to invoke Lefim Meshuras HaDin, and he says, Torah says, V'dolo sed abarivo, how can you tilt the din away from it in favor of somebody because he's poor? like the Gemara and about the barrels, they said, we're poor, you know, we don't have food, you know, we rely on our wages, and we make him pay us. He made him pay. How can you consider the idea that someone's poor? So he says a fascinating thing. He says, either him or the Heshev Moshe, I forget which one it was at the moment, he says that V'dolo said Abarivo is only if you completely ignore Din and you just toss out the Shulchan Aruch and make stuff up because you favor the Ani. But if you, but actually, I'm not sure he says it exactly. Rav Kook says it like that, that the chiluk is that Dolo said Barivo is only if you completely ignore the Din, but if you're working within the framework of Din and you make adjustments according to the Yosher to Lithim Mishur Din, that's okay. Even in a Psak Din, the Galim Sekhler says it a little differently, I think, but he also says that it's not so posh that we also follow the Dolo said Barivo. There are times where considering the fact that someone's an Ani is a legitimate Cheshbon Al Pidin. And in general, the post can do in many cases invoke Lithim Mishur Zadin, even if they're not going to be Kofib Beshutim or Baradas Nechasim. Certainly, post will often use the Lashon Chayev, or they'll use very strong language, saying that a person has to act Lithim Mishur Zadin and can't always content himself with sticking to the strict din.